The Glories of Heaven, Chapter 9. The divine visits began during the Easter season. Jesus appeared to me from 2 a.m. to 5 p.m. for 30 nights, showing me the destination of those who reject him. Before I saw heaven, he took me into the center of the earth and showed me the abode of the dead. I wrote a divine revelation of hell in which I related my experiences. After those trips into the depths of horror, for 10 nights, Jesus showed me heaven and its glories. Additionally, there were other visitations from the Lord. I noticed on every one of my journeys to heaven that the angels were always busy. It seemed that each angel had his particular assignments and certain jobs to do. But all of them were always praising God and performing their duties happily as they went about their business. All of the angels were constantly occupied with their duties. For example, when new souls come to heaven, angels meet them and lead them immediately through the river of life. The angels escort the new souls to a place where other angels outfit them with the gowns of salvation, which are robes of righteousness. The angelic guides take them to the room of the crowns, where each person is fitted. All these things are done in beautiful, perfect order. I never saw the bells in heaven, but I heard them ringing constantly. I was told that every time a bell rings, a soul on earth was just saved. This is called the Glories of Heaven. I noticed that all during my visits to heaven, I saw beautiful tables. Sometimes on earth I have seen Victorian or some other style of furniture with elaborate designs on the pieces. You've probably seen such beautiful pieces. In heaven, I saw tables like these everywhere that were even more exquisitely designed and made. Every time you give money, every time you pay tithes, everything you do for the glory of God is recorded in heaven. It made an impression that will never be erased from my mind. During my trips, I noticed that many angels came to heaven with reports from all over the earth. They would go to a certain room with a recording angel in charge. The messenger angel would read the report. The recording angel would ask, "Are you a witness? Did you see this take place?" When the report was confirmed, it was logged in a book. The books were eventually taken to the throne of God. But first, they had to go through a special process. I vividly remember that the Spirit of the Lord moved continuously in heaven. It was greater than anything on earth. Things on earth are patterned after things in heaven, but earthly things can only be a shadowy reflection of those in heaven. Unbelievable music, unhindered praises, and other glories that earth can never imagine abound in heaven. God wants His people to praise Him. Remember that heaven is a place that God has prepared for those who love Him. Earlier I described the record rooms, but now I want to depict another aspect. A number of angels sat in a certain section of the record rooms. They had golden buckets in front of them. This is also part of the glories of heaven. In front of the angels were stacks of books. Some of the markers in the books seemed to be messages from earth. Each message had to be examined by a large recording angel. I saw two other angels who brought messages from earth. There was a new message every time someone was being born again, having truly been saved from the sins by accepting Jesus Christ into his heart. When someone truly repented of his sins and asked Jesus to be his Savior and Lord, it was recorded that that person had given his life to the Lord. The angels with the golden buckets each took a book from the stack. Each angel held in his hands what looked like a blood-stained cloth. Each red cloth was mixed with glory, light, and power. It was not gory or anything like that. It was beautiful. Each angel positioned the selected book in front of him. Starting at the page, he expunged the written record with the blood-stained cloth. With God's direction, the angel erased the old history of the sinner, recorded that he or she had just been born again. It was so beautiful to see the angels washing the pages. Hallelujah! God wipes the slate clean for each of us. As I saw this, I heard the saints in glory sing, "Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away my sins. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can make me whole today. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse me today." And then I heard the angels singing this song, "Another one's been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Another one's been saved from the devil's hand by the blood of the Lamb. Another one's been saved from hell by the blood of Jesus Christ.